RealtorsWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
Here's John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. And I think you know what that means.
Time to bring some honor to the city.
Yes, in just an hour and 45 minutes, we'll be playing the game show Sweeping the Nation. Male golfer, female golfer, food brought to you by China Garden. And we've got a gift. It's okay because it's sponsored by China Garden.
Yeah. Hey, honey, how was your day today? Oh, you know, standard. Dell was awesome. Really nice guy. John was great. Had a great day at work. We offended the Asians again. You know, just average Wednesday.
It's not offensive? It can't be offensive if China Garden is sponsoring it.
I think I'm going to take a knee during the entire game.
You're taking a knee during male golfer, female golfer food.
Yeah. It's time we stop.
You think
that
you taking a knee will stop the game? I'm sorry.
Are you sure?
It's a freight train out of control.
If you agree with me, take a knee during the game show at 10:45.
A lot of people will be driving in their car. I hope they don't do that.
That would be awkward.
That would be.
At 10:45. You can take a knee at the desk in your cubicle.
Yeah, don't take a knee at your cubicle.
Then you just rip the headphones out of whatever you're listening to.
Yeah, just don't listen.
No. Keep listening.
If you're opposed to it, just don't listen.
No, you keep listening.
You know, over the, how long we've been doing this now?
Almost a year.
A year.
Actually,
did we start right away?
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Yeah, the first week.
We've had one complaint. One person complained.
And it was the same guy. He complained twice.
He did?
Yeah, when we first started. It was the same guy. He complained twice.
Do you think that now he's like on board?
No, I don't think.
I think he
gave up on the show pretty early.
Yeah.
Do you think that he's got a stick up his hiney?
No. He has a legit beef, I think.
Yeah. It's a bit offensive.
If you're Asian, now who was it? What was the girl's name?
Yixing, or AKA Elaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, who
not enjoy it? Does Carol not enjoy it?
Carol loves it because it's the best advertising ever.
Well, yeah, the people love it though. They can't.
If we were simply playing this game and not promoting China Garden, I'm not sure how thrilled she'd be.
I don't know. No, Carol's got a wonderful sense of humor.
Yeah, she.
Offended by this, by male golfer, female golfer, food, there's nothing I can do.
Go listen to Cody or something.
Yeah, tough.
Just go listen to Lopez
that,
and...
Yeah, you want that torture, go listen to them.
Yeah. Then you'll
because
be back.
I'm going to tell you, Twitter Nation will come down hard on you.
You'll be back.
Yeah, you'll come back.
You'll come back.
If you go over there. We've also got tickets for a football showdown. Number 21, Baylor against Rice at Rice Stadium, Friday night, 7 p.m.
I'll be there. You'll be there. Did you know it's impossible to buy Baylor t-shirts in the city of Houston? And we called every academy. We checked Champs.
Why do you
line.
Want to buy a Baylor t-shirt?
For Baby Trickster and the wife.
Why not a Rice t-shirt?
Because she graduated from Baylor.
So?
I'll be wearing just a white t-shirt.
Where's your Rice shirt I gave you?
You didn't give me a Rice t-shirt. I was out. Remember, I was in Dubai. You gave it to Dell. Yeah, Coach brought one in for
Dell,
us, right?
Dell, you'll be wearing yours?
I'm not going.
Why aren't you going?
Why aren't you going?
It's a family event, Dell.
Family for who?
What, Dell, are you going to be walking
is
along?
Is he going to play? Is JT going to play?
Oh, yeah. Is JT going to play?
It's against Baylor. Chances are.
He'll play the whole second half.
If I get a guarantee, I'll go. But I'm not going to watch Stelling play. I don't care.
Yeah.
Chances are.
Actually, chances aren't. Yeah.
Based on the first two games.
Yeah, ask Coach today. If it goes poorly for you, which it probably will.
I can't ask Coach about playing time.
I know.
Can somebody else?
No. It's too uncomfortable.
Somebody on Twitter reach out to Rice Football and ask, hey, is JT going to play if it's a blowout?
Yeah. Dell wants to know.
On our behalf.
Because he'll show up if JT is going to play.
I would think that you wouldn't. If it is a blowout, if Rice is kicking their ass up and down the field, then JT will get in.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because we really know the opposite isn't true. Because when Western Kentucky was doing that thing to Rice, it was Stelling all the way. So.
Well, that was the kid's first start, right?
Yeah.
We seen
first
enough.
Start.
We had seen enough.
But...
See, this is why you can't bring up stuff with us.
That's why we can't.
No, we'll
be there. We can't talk about anything around here.
Yeah, so like I tried looking for a shirt because my wife is a Baylor grad, a proud Baylor grad, to the point where she doesn't have any t-shirts. was like, how do you not have a Baylor t-shirt? You went to school there. So we had to like call people, and then we finally just ordered online and paid extra for shipping, 2-day shipping. So hopefully it gets here on time. But I'll be wearing, I'll wear a Rice.
How did China get you a shirt in 2 days?
We didn't go through
you
China.
You bought in America?
Yeah. We actually stayed American.
I thought you were opposed to that.
No, we stayed American this time.
You did?
Yeah, because the China shipping takes 9 weeks.
Oh, that wouldn't be on time.
No, it wouldn't be on time. Then we'd miss the whole game.
Yeah.
But we'll
miss
the
whole season.
I haven't been to a Rice game in a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to go.
You guys need tickets?
I think Michelle's getting us.
She does. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We also got Pacquiao versus Rios warm-up jacket.
What?
How about this?
A warm-up jacket?
Yeah.
Size XL?
It went a commemorative jacket to celebrate the matchup of boxing's biggest star, Canelo Alvarez, versus Liam Beefy Smith. Why does it say Pacquiao versus Rios?
Yeah, I thought it was a Canelo.
There's a lot of times that these things.
Yeah. Well, just read it as is and you won't get in trouble.
Who's
actually fighting?
Canelo's fighting.
Well, then why does it say prize Pacquiao versus Rios?
Because they didn't
Pacquiao
make...
Pacquiao
it's
fight
a Canelo,
Rios?
I've seen it. It's a Canelo one.
Well, then why does it say Pacquiao versus Rios?
Because I think...
Because we
think
don't they care enough to just change the title?
Yeah.
So this is what we gave away a month, 2 months ago?
I don't know.
Okay.
So what is the actual jacket?
We don't have any idea. Yeah. But we're giving it away. It's a jacket, and nothing says necessary like a jacket in Houston.
Well, we're getting there.
No, we're not. I bought so many winter clothes last year. I was like, man, this is great. Yeah, this is on sale. I didn't wear a single winter item last year.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. Like, legit. Because you're not outside. How are you? Unless you go to a game.
When you go golfing, you need a vest.
Yeah, for you. Right. For me, though, I go from my house into the garage, into the car, which is nice and toasty, right? Because you turn it on a little ahead of time. And then you go in, you park, and you walk right up, and you're in toasty conditions again.
Right,
you don't need winter gear. You just wear shorts. You're fine. But I guess the Pacquiao, Canelo, Rios, what is it?
I have no idea. Has Britt McHenry gotten some work done? Is she looking a little bit different to you guys?
No, she looks the same.
I don't know.
Same hateful person.
No, I think, well, who cares? Who cares what her attitude is like?
I can't watch her not, like, judge her.
I know, just...
I can't, I don't know.
What a biznot she is.
Yeah. Like, anytime she's doing a somber story, you're like, shut up.
Yeah. You know. Leave that to Rinaldi, okay?
Yeah, what are you doing?
If we want to cry, we're going to bring Rinaldi in.
Forever.
That's your
damn
right.
Like, she's trying to be, like, all sensitive. Oh, yeah. No, you're not sensitive,
she
stop.
She looks like she's gotten something done. What? I don't know, she looks
two
different.
Two enhancements?
I don't know. I don't know. Something looks different about her.
It looks like her hair color is a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
I think it's a new hair color.
Yeah. She looks good.
Yeah.
But we still know who she is.
Yeah. She's
I love that about
hateful
her.
Person.
She's a biznotch to people. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
She hates tow truck people.
Just like the Astros hate being the Rangers.
Yeah. The Astros, that was, okay. That, it's so disappointing. To have two outs in the ninth and, you know, how about you give him three outs? How about catch the ball, Castro? You know, I know you homered, but you don't hit very well. At least when Giles throws it, his 17th wild pitch, please block it.
How does that ball get over Jake Mariznick's head? Why does that happen?
Well, that didn't matter, though.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
What do you mean it did?
Because you're trying to take away a single. You got a runner on second. Yeah, this argument that he should be playing deep to stop the gap hits. All they needed was a single with Odor on second. That's all you need. You have to cut off a single.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. And if there were fewer than two outs, then you try to stop a gap. But with two outs, you're trying to shut down a base hit, and it didn't matter if the guy got to third.
Well, eventually it did.
Well, okay. If a bloop single falls in front of him, we're all like, "What the hell are you doing? You can't let a single fall in front of you." No, it was the right play to be close.
As soon as Odor got on base, the way he did, you're like, oh.
Yes, it was over.
It was over.
Yeah.
No, seriously, there's no, like, I turned the game on. And I'm like, okay, this is good, this is good, this is good. It got to the ninth, okay, everything worked out. Gregerson was okay. Oh, even Will Harris was okay. Okay. Giles pitching back-to-back. And we'll see.
He struck him out.
Yeah.
How about stop the ball? Good God. As soon as he got on, you can't give them four outs.
Yeah, you knew it was over as soon as he got on.
It was over the minute the series started. What do you mean we knew it was over? It got no shot against the Rangers. It's embarrassing.
15-3.
That's terrible. It's embarrassing. Though. You don't just give up before the series starts.
It was over before the series started.
They kicked their ass tonight.
And what would that do?
Show them. You go 4-15 against them. Mm. Okay.
4-15.
Show them you could play 200 ball.
Did you see this stat? Hold on.
Just above it. No, just above.
Just 200. Above 200 ball.
The Rangers.
If you win.
Okay, here, check this out.
If you win.
Yeah, if. Who's pitching tonight?
By the way, it the stream
matter.
Is down.
Not anymore. It doesn't matter. They just throw anybody out there. We'll beat their ass.
Look at this. ESPN stream is down again.
What?
Yeah, that's the first time ever happened. Here's an interesting number. Dick Justice. Rangers are 72-56. Astros are 72-55. When not playing each other. In those games, Rangers are 14-3. That was before the game. So legit, one team beating up on the other has put them in first and has knocked the other team out.
Right.
That's it.
If
it
they
came
played
down
500,
to
they'd be tied.
So like I said, before the series started, we knew it was over.
I've never seen a stat like that.
It's embarrassing.
That one team dismantles the other's hope of getting the playoffs.
Yeah, you have. You saw it last year.
They did it last year, too.
But the Astros, yeah, it was last year, too. Yeah. But they ended up, they were okay. They got in. But like this, I'm curious what their records were because we don't have the, I guess I can go pull it up, but 72-56, 72-55. They're the same team.
Right. Except
but
for
one team just keeps pulling out wins. Just keeps destroying them every way possible. It could be a curveball that hits the ground. In Arlington, member, and fires his pitching, and it goes over the backstop. You're like, what? I've never seen that before.
Did you catch Carlos Gomez's act?
Screw Carlos.
He ran over to make sure he got the first put out, and then he caught the final out at his belt buckle and was smiling before he caught it.
Yeah.
This guy.
God, I wish he would have dropped that.
No chance he does it as a Ranger. He's an Astro.
He's a great player now.
Nah, he still sucks.
Like, hey, Carlos, what did you change? What happened when you got here? And he's like, the team's attitude is so different. You know what? Yeah, I went through a cold spell, but they kept urging me on. And they worked on my mechanics. And that never quit mentality.
None of that. He still sucks. Yeah, he's not any better as a Ranger. It's just that he's going to be in the postseason now. And I don't care what he does. I care. I hope he hits a home run every at bat.
Why?
Because I don't care about him.
I do.
He's the worst. He'll still be the worst. It doesn't matter. He's the worst. It's one of the worst trades ever. It's officially one of the worst trades ever. Although the only guy that's actually, you got fires in that deal, and he's the only guy pitching for you, if you want to know the truth. He's the only guy that can pitch anymore. It's unbelievable how this pitching staff's fallen apart. It's unbelievable how Altuve fell apart. It's unbelievable how Springer fell apart. It's unbelievable how Correa fell apart. How Bregman fell apart in this series. It's unbelievable how they just crumbled.
Nope, it's not. It's believable. It happens.
It's unbelievable.
Like I've learned to accept it. Do you see the guy who got kicked out of the game yesterday?
Yeah. Man, was he pissed.
Greg Cook is really...
No, that wasn't Greg Cook.
Are you sure it wasn't Greg Cook?
It wasn't Greg Cook. But it was a big dude that it took five large men. He was angry.
Bleep the mother bleeping Rangers.
You got to look it up. It's on Twitter.
Adam Schefter has it.
A Black Adam Schefter. Yeah, go to @BlackAdamSchefter. That dude was mad.
That man loves life.
He's not happy about the Rangers.
Is Greg Cook going to do the show today?
He's not. It wasn't Greg Cook.
Did Indy bail him out?
It wasn't Greg Cook.
The Latin Kings bail him out? I feel like he would fit in with the Latin Kings in jail.
What about the DraftKings? You think he'd fit in with them? Yes. Because DraftKings right now, it doesn't cost you a penny to play. Nothing. Nada. Zero. Boop, boop, boop. Nothing. All you got to do is go to DraftKings.com and put in my promo code. My promo code is Houston. And if you put that in, you are going to play absolutely free for there's $100,000 that's going to be split up amongst all kinds of people. But there's $100,000 that they're giving away. Why would you not? If you know anything about fantasy, and you could be lucky if you took Spencer Ware last week. You know what? Go out on a limb and do something crazy. Spencer Ware. You could win. I mean, go ahead and pick somebody that nobody else is going to pick, and goodness gracious, you could win your share of $100,000 right now at DraftKings.com. You play 50-50 where half the people win money. You can play against your friends, family, whatever. Go to DraftKings.com, promo code Houston. Promo code Houston. Play for your chance at all this free cash right now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Promo code Houston. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. DraftKings.com. Promo code Houston.
ESPN 97.5.
Your metro don't trust you. I'm going to show you.
This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John and Raheel.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Raheel. 713-780-3776, the number to call in to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Jeff Ketchum going to join us top of the hour to talk about this big Cal game.
Can't wait.
Billy Lucci going to join us to talk about the big Auburn game. That'll be, what, 11:15? David Bailiff at 11:30 right here on ESPN 97.5.
That's after my shift, so that's y'all's problem.
It's not a problem. It's the coach.
I can't wait for this Cal game. I have a cousin who goes to Cal, so talking some mess with her. She doesn't care. She's a nerd. She's like, okay, we beat y'all last year. What trash talk?
If you went to Cal, you're a nerd, probably. Yeah. Pretty much.
She's a genius.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty
some
much.
Woman today, I dropped a baby Trickster off, and she had like an issue with her car computer, like the inside technology. Three other guys walked by. She doesn't ask them, but when I walk by, she's like, sir, can you? I feel like you could help me out with this technical issue.
Racist.
I was like,
How long did it take you to fix a problem?
Yeah, literally 4 seconds. She's like, hey, this is showing this. How do I get back into this? I go, here you go. And I've never dealt with that car company before.
Well, it's in your DNA.
It's in your genes.
It's amazing.
There's nothing you can do about it.
It's amazing.
She wasn't wrong in her decision.
Sometimes racially profiling works.
You see?
She's like, white guy? Nah. Mm. Latino man? Nah. Mm. He looks kind of like he would be in IT. Hey, guy, can you help me? Boom.
Boom.
4 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything about all this, if you want to know the truth.
Why? Because you've never held back before? What happened? What changed?
It's a new and improved me.
To new and improved you. What?
I want to talk to Gilbert, because Gilbert's here, and he's very disappointed about the Astros. Gilbert, are you there?
Yeah, man. The Astros, they ain't going nowhere. It is my mind on 1980 anyway. Now, they're being bribed.
They're being bribed?
Yep.
Whoa.
1980.
Yeah, but they made the playoffs in 1980. Yeah, but they made the playoffs in 1980. They're not making the playoffs.
Yeah,
this
they were bribed to be living from playoff. You know.
You think Whoa. They were
really cheated? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. 1980, they were bribed and they cheated.
Yeah, some I think it was Pete Rowe that you all the umpire about $300 each, the little when the playoff game anyway.
$300 each?
Did you hear about that? Did you hear about that?
Well, I just did.
Man.
Wow.
Gilbert, these are some serious...
Well, $300 is, I can certainly see where that had turned all your morality around.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, what are you after the game? They hit the ball anyway, now.
Right.
Gilbert, so you're saying I'm sorry. Was there a horse there?
This is probably my last year living, and he can't make it to the playoff anyway, you know?
I know. Are you pissed off?
Yeah.
Are you okay, Gilbert?
Are you all right?
Are you going to be at Knicks place tomorrow?
Yeah, but you're going to be, you're going to be mad, though, the whole time.
Yeah, we don't want you to be upset.
Yeah, why are you, you're so upset about this. Do you think they're being bribed right now? How much money do you think they're getting paid to throw the season?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, if you take a guess, take a guess.
How much? $400?
Probably not. I don't know.
Hey, Gilbert, did you get the tickets the listener sent you?
What?
You didn't get the tickets?
You didn't get the tickets that the listener sent for yesterday's game?
No.
You didn't?
What tickets?
Oh, man.
Wow.
What ticket for that?
For the Astros game. It was right behind home plate. I thought you were there last night. You didn't get the tickets?
No, who sent me anyway?
Man.
I get no tickets anyway.
You didn't get them?
Oh, from a guy named Reggie. Right,
what about the Texans tickets? Did you get those last week?
No, I didn't either, Joe.
What?
Wow.
Reggie said he sent them to you.
That's a shame. That's a shame you didn't get them.
Yeah, that's a shame. Get me a Knicks play tomorrow.
No, yes. They were for
we're going to be at Knicks place tomorrow. Yeah. And Mario Elie and Rafer Alston are going to be there with us. You going to come see him?
Who?
Who? Mario Elie.
Mario Elie and who else?
And Rafer Alston. You remember him? Skip to Malou?
Who's Rafer Alston? Who's that?
Gilbert, you didn't watch the End One mixtapes in the early 2000s?
He was busy watching Debbie Does Dallas. Gilbert, are you going to come tomorrow to the next place?
What time are we be here tomorrow anyway? What time?
What, 9 to 1. 9 to 1, okay?
Yeah, what time are we be there anyway? I don't want to stay for
you don't
4 hours anyway.
Oh, 10 o'clock. Mario will be there at 10 o'clock, so come on by. He wants to see you.
No, don't put it.
Well, 4. You going to buy me lunch? You going to buy me a hamburger?
Yes, he wants to buy you a hamburger.
Yeah,
I
think he was talking about the Rockets parade at Sharpstown Mall.
No, he was talking about some French fry place. He loved it. And it's gone now.
Yeah, Parrot French fry. That was a good old
time. Yeah, that was good. We miss it. All right, Gilbert. We'll see you tomorrow. All right.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
All right, look out for the tickets, Gilbert.
Goodbye anyway. Gilbert apparently is none too pleased, and the Astros have tanked the season and are getting paid off for it.
Who are they getting paid by? He never disclosed his sources. Or the Rangers paying him off, Major League Baseball, the Mariners. Who's the one paying him off?
It doesn't matter to anyone.
Is it Las Vegas? Is it a mobster? He never disclosed. You can't just throw around the Astros are on the take. You got to let us know who is paying them.
Right. It doesn't matter.
Huh.
The big bookies are paying. And of course it is. It's the mafia. Of course it's the mafia. Don't you know anything about being paid off and throwing a season for $300 a piece?
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
There's a lot of guys on that roster. 300 times how many guys are on there now?
25. Oh, well, 25, it's about 26, 30.
Carry over. Yeah. You got to pay the coaches, too.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of sacrifice.
$8,000, $9,000.
A lot of, and then there, it's a lot of moving money account, moving money from account to account. And some guys like, hey, I want direct deposit. You're like, no, this is a illegal operation. We can't do direct deposit. If you want to set up an offshore account, there's a lot of logistics involved. Yeah, so it makes sense.
But it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
713-780-3776 if you want to actually call into the show. Someone that, I don't know, anyone can understand. That would be great.
Here's a question from Mike, who's listening to the show. Mike _ the commish.
Here's an interesting question.
Oh, we have a commissioner listening. He's Mike _ the commish. Is it bad when your closer strikes out the side and still loses?
It is.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I mean, there's a lot of guys who struck out the side and still lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he did.
But when your closer does it.
Well, yeah, but in between, there's hits. The bad thing is it bad when you strike out the side and you gave him 4 outs? That's the bad thing. It's just.
The Rangers were smiling too much in that inning. And the entire inning.
They knew they were going to win.
Like when the guy who got thrown out at home. Had a big smile on his face. Like, it's like, okay, whatever.
We won another one-run game.
Yeah.
33-10 in one-run games. That is stupid.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. I think ESPN put up a stat yesterday. They were like the second best in the last, I don't know how many years, 50 years, whatever it is. And they're closing in with another one-run win. They're closing in on the best ever. One run win team.
Whatever. They'll lose in the playoffs.
A blow. And What's with the throat slash that they do all the time?
No, I think they're going Rangers.
Are they doing Rangers? Yeah, Rangers. No, they're doing throat slash.
No, because okay. If there's throat slash, it would be more like it would be more dramatic. He was just going Rangers. Andrews, right? After the triple,
yeah. No, and then,
I didn't see the other one.
Mazzara did it too.
Who?
Yeah.
Are the Rangers trying to send a message that they're going to kill the Astros?
Well, they already have.
Yeah, they're
it's over. 927 ESPN 97.5.
Are the Rangers taking a stance against gun violence
and promoting knife violence?
What? 610? No.
713-780-37.
You had one more, but you stopped.
7-6. Oh, you know why? Because you're my best friend?
Yeah. Well, I guess you're my best friend. And sure, man's best friend would love to train Granato. It'd be a horrible training job. But your best friend, your dog, if you want to get him trained at Man's Best Friend, and you want to do it with a $250 gift card, you go to ESPN975.com. Go to our website. Register to win a $250 gift card. You'll see it right after you see the main banner pop up. Scroll down. You'll see my face with my little smirk, and you can click to register a $250 gift card for Man's Best Friend. So if you're having obedience issues with your dog, you have a puppy that isn't listening to you, and they just don't know any better, all right, that's why Man's Best Friend is here. They help train your dog to become a great family member. We did it 3 years ago with my dog, Bane, and my trainer, Mandy. She's the best. She still keeps in touch with us. You're part of the family when you go through Man's Best Friend. She'll check up on Bane. Hey, how's he doing? How's he behaving? And all that good stuff. And that's what you do when you get to Man's Best Friend. I want you to go to ESPN975.com and register to win a $250 gift card. You can also call them. The number's on there, 713-932-6709, and schedule your free consultation to go see how they can help you and your best friend out. That's Man's Best Friend, ESPN975.com right now. Register for your $250 gift card. You can win it right here through us.
For a well-trained dog, call Man's Best Friend.
In disgust.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John and Raheel.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5. Who wants in? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here.
Yes. I'm being lazy, people. I know you're driving stuck in traffic.
So do you think it's right that the Texans are 2.5-point favorites this week over Kansas City? After what we've seen, the Texans... Now, it's a different team. Every year is a different team, and especially this Texans team is much different, but still very young. And 1 week really doesn't... I mean, Brock looked good. Brock played well. Will Fuller looked good. And, you know, Mance played well. And Newton actually graded out really well. Mm-hmm. But from what I've seen recently, now maybe Andre Hall makes a difference with Kelsey, although... Yeah, Kelsey really didn't kill. What killed you in the playoff game was the turnovers.
Yeah.
Kelsey's a bad matchup for the Texans. He's a bad matchup for a lot of people. But in the first game of the year last year, it was a Travis Kelsey show. It was a coming out party. It was wonderful for him and sucked. And he had the best end zone celebration of the year.
I forgot his celebration. What was it?
It wasn't
like the donkey punch almost where he punched the ball out. Yeah.
And not donkey punch. That's different. But
Is that what he called it after the game?
I don't know. Donkey punch is different.
What's donkey punch?
Go look it up. That's not what we should be talking about. You know, what with the kids in school.
Yeah. Kids aren't going to school right now.
They might be late.
No, who cares? And then guess what? They're not good kids. If you can't wake up and respect time, then you're not a good kid.
You're not a good kid if you're late for school?
Yep.
Well, then I was a horrific kid.
Ooh, there you
well,
go.
We know
perfect
that.
Example.
Well,
there you go. My theory works out. When you said 2.5-point favorites, that's not even home field. They didn't even give them the full home field. So
right.
But they're still you're still favored to win that game by 2.5.
Right.
But as soon as you said that, which I said, oh, yeah, which means
on a neutral field, they would be a half a point underdog.
Yeah.
Which...
that's still not right.
That's not right. I don't think. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what Vegas is trying to say. Maybe they're begging you to take the Chiefs in this one, thinking then Vegas will do that. You know, if they think that the Texans should be the favorite or that the Texans will win, they will lure you with their line into taking the Kansas City Chiefs. And quite frankly, that's a wonderful line for the Kansas City Chiefs, if you ask me. I mean, what about the last times that the Texans have played them would make you think that the Texans are going to even compete?
Well, you look at what the Chiefs did last week. They gave up 27 points to the Chargers.
Early, and then they straightened it out.
And then they straightened it out in the fourth quarter. They dominated in overtime. They scored 23 total points in the in fourth and in the overtime combined. So you look at that, maybe that's a sign that, hey, this defense is probably not as good as last year's Kansas City's defense. If they gave up 27 points, do you think the Chargers have a better offense than the Texans right now?
The Chargers don't have a better... well, they got Phillip Rivers, and so at any time...
sure.
Yeah.
And you got Woodhead, who had a nice little game, 89 yards. I still think the Texans have better weapons around them, but the guy pulling the trigger is better on the Chargers, right?
There was an article in the Chronicle about this is the best receiving core that Houston has had since the Oilers, and I would agree with that.
Sure,
I think talent wise, playmaking wise, this is by far the best Texans team ever.
Will this offense, commit less turnovers than last year's offense?
Yes, I mean yes.
You think Good Lamar? God. I think Lamar Miller's a big point is. If Lamar Miller's running the ball 20-plus times and you're controlling the offense, you're controlling time of possession, then yeah, then that's why I understand the line.
Maybe that's what Vegas is thinking. Maybe. You know, right. Is Brock going to throw four interceptions and fumble like Hoyer did? No. But even without all of that in the first game last year, they beat
they
the
still
Texans.
Got, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think there are some teams that you just don't match up well against, and I think this might be one of them. What will the Texans' record be after next Thursday's game?
2-1.
So they'll win this week and they'll lose to the Patriots, or they'll lose to the Chiefs and beat the Patriots?
Yeah, I think it'll be 2-1.
Del?
1-2. Until I see them beat the Chiefs, I'm not taking Texans. I mean, different team, whatever, but the Chiefs will feature something that Texans didn't really have to worry about, guarding a tight end and a running back in the past game.
When did Spencer Ware turn into
I don't know
Todd
what that
Gurley.
Was. Or what? When did he take over for... I don't even know if Jamal Charles got that many targets in the passing game, but 7 catches for over 120 yards.
Yeah.
And we know the Texans have issues covering...
well,
backs without Cushing, we'll see what they do. But because he had the biggest issues without Cushing, covering Kelsey and Ware will be their, I think, their biggest challenge in the Chiefs passing game.
This is just another indictment on Les, if you want to know the truth. Look at Alfred Blue. Les Miles.
Oh, okay.
How many carries
comes back
Alfred?
To Les?
I mean, it does. Well, look at the talent.
Yeah, we determined this. He's horrible on the offense. Like, he has all the talent in the world.
Spencer
so
Ware and
guys.
Jeremy Hill and Blue, Alfred Blue and Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham and choke the offense. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It just pisses me off.
One of my former coworkers, she's an LSU grad. She texted me. She's like, hey, you want to come over and watch the LSU game? We're having a big watch party. And I was like, why would I come watch Brandon Harris? You know he's going to get the start again. Have they announced that he's not going to get the start? Is it going to be Purdue kid? Is it going to be Etling?
Etling.
Why would anybody host a watch party?
He has not. And it's at home with Mississippi State coming in. And if he starts Brandon Harris, that
awesome.
It would be. But he doesn't care. When Jordan Jefferson came back and everybody was all on Lee and just couldn't get enough, he still put Jordan Jefferson back in the game, and the crowd booed and hated it, and yet he didn't care. He just said, no, this is what we're doing, and then you just did, well, this is what we have to put up with.
He's untouchable.
And he'll do it again. He'll put Brandon Harris back in there. For whatever reason, he thinks that Brandon Harris he's got to have a mobile quarterback, even though he runs a pro style and pocket passing. It's unbelievable. It's the dumbest. It's less.
Jong said, Jong is listening to the show.
He Jong, is. What did Jong
first time,
say?
First time listener to the show. Chiefs would be a 0.5.
That's what I said.
Favorite.
Half a point.
Half a point. That's what you said,
that's
right?
What I said. On a neutral field, yeah.
On a neutral field.
Half a, that's
what hey, Jong, listen to us.
Yeah, listen to the show, Jong.
He's probably listening to old shows of Joel Blank because he has to do that. He has to go back and listen to every single show. So he's probably, at, he has two
you
headphones.
Think he's listening
he
to.
He has to.
What? Last week's Joel Blank song?
Sean. No, I think he's listening to Joel Blank and Barry yesterday.
Yesterday?
Which I had fun listening to.
What was your favorite part of the show?
When they were talking about the Texans.
Oh. That generic, huh?
What? What did they say about the Texans?
They're like,
what was
man,
your favorite part? What was your favorite part?
You got to take that win with a grain of salt. It's the Bears.
Who said that?
Who said that?
No, one of the guys did.
That. I don't remember.
I don't remember anyone saying that.
You don't remember that?
I don't know. I don't remember that in the show at all.
Because you guys don't listen. Yeah. I listen to the station 24/7.
And they said, take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Take a little grain of salt.
Grain of salt Bears. Okay.
Okay. Did they have a prediction for the Chiefs game?
No, they said it's a tease for today. And then I got in my car at 3 o'clock.
Barry's not even going to be on today.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
No, it's Travis Johnson.
Today. I thought he's Monday and Friday only.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
Yeah, look at you. Oh, you guys. Oh, you sure? You try correcting me, okay?
You sure?
Yes.
Barry does Thursdays because he was here last Thursday when Tom Herman was on.
Yeah, he does Thursday also. He does Tuesday through Thursday. It's the Joel Blank show with Travis Johnson on Monday and Friday.
It's just the Joel in the intro. Here's Joel Blank. How about the guy could and Barry or and Travis?
Well.
How about those guys?
No.
I feel for them. Why is Joel Blank at 100% of the billboard?
Because it's the Joel Blank show.
They're trying out. That's why.
They're not trying out.
No, it's open tryout.
It's an open tryout.
They've talked about it.
Baloney.
Once again, you don't listen
to the
show.
It's just respectful. And that's why that show should start at 1:20.
I tried listening at 3 o'clock. I tune in at 3 o'clock. I'm like, all right, I want to listen to Joel Blank and Barry again. And the Hot Corner was on.
On Tuesdays, right? Hot Corner. Yeah, because David Dalati needs to talk Astros.
Let's talk about these Astros.
For a little bit longer, at least.
And Ken Giles. And what? Jake Marisnyk, how far back he played.
Stop it, Granado. Sam, old intern Sam. Sam Salk, a Rice grad. He'll be at the game this Friday.
Of course he will be.
I don't think he'll be at the game. He says, Gilbert sounds like a mix of Snowden and Brendan Dassey. What?
That's not a, doesn't sound like a good thing.
Can you do a Brandon Dassey real quick?
I can't do a Brandon Dassey. I don't have a Brandon Dassey.
It was a contradiction
in my repertoire.
What's a contradiction?
I don't know what that means.
He's telling his mom. And they're like, they said it was a contradiction. What does that mean? What does that mean? This season on Making a Murder, we'll find out what a contradiction is.
943 ESPN. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Come on in.
Is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John and Raheel.
All right. We've got two tickets right here, right now. The Owls taking on Baylor Friday, 7 p.m. home opener. Get out there early. Enjoy the fun. Tailgate Owly, including music from the Bayou City Brass Band. Houston area food trucks, games, and much more. Parking lots open at 3. Tailgate Owly opens at 4. Visit riceowls.com/FBTIX. Go Owls. All right, we give it to...
what's JT's number?
15.
Caller number 15.
I was going to do it. You have to name a player other than JT.
Oh.
Name one player.
Well, I like that better.
Yeah. You have to, and Stelling, because we've talked about him. You got name a player, 713-780-3776, other than JT and Stelling, okay? 713-780-3776.
Does the intern know any Rice players?
No chance. So well, how are you I want them on the air?
And yeah, they're going to have to come on the air.
Just punch them up.
713-780-3776.
whoever just, I mean, at this point, whoever is using Google the fastest is going to win.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine, but then you're Googling and you want it, okay? Yeah, if you're going to Google and you're trying to find the answer, then that's fine.
I can't wait, man.
Two tickets to the game on Friday night, and then come and join us at the, you know, where the new building is with the weight. Have you seen it yet?
Not yet. I have. That's why
weight room, locker room, coaches' offices, just awesome at the north side of the stadium.
Yeah,
beautiful building. I mean, the weight room is as good as it's as good as any. It's good, mm-hmm. better than A&M's. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, I was supposed to go look at it. We got a guy. Oh my god. Yeah, I was supposed to go see Coach Rhodes, the basketball coach, and hang out with him, watch some tape with him, but he's like, I have a real job, Raheel. I don't have time for you right now. I got kids on campus now, so. Yeah. But I wanted to go check out the facilities.
That's all he can do is just hang out with you and watch tape?
Yeah.
No. Well, maybe you go watch tape with him and his kids.
Yeah, I might do. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, so you
and I was going to put up a few shots with them, too.
You're going to put up a few shots with the players?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that won't help. That won't make anybody better.
Hey, are you a grad transfer buddy? No.
Who's first, Lewis or John? Who, John? John. Let's get John in here, see if he knows the name of a player. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You want the two tickets?
Yeah, sure.
All right. What name a player?
Baylor or Rice?
Rice.
Rice. Ooh. Oh, man.
What, you had all this time, you didn't hear the question? John, you lose.
No, I was too busy trying to get in.
John, just take just say a last name, I guess.
No.
Take a shot
just
in the dark.
Say a last name.
Stevens.
Oh, man, a last name on Baylor.
No, on Rice.
Okay, that's done. It. John's right. Out.
He's
Lewis
frantically
is next.
Googling.
Let's get Lewis in here. Hey, Lewis.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man, you know a Rice player?
Sure, Derrick Brown.
There you go.
Nice, easy.
Yeah, defensive end, good player.
Okay, John, Lewis, did you...
Get it together, man. We have to have this stuff ready on the Google.
Yeah, see, Lewis passed it off like he's been watching the games, too.
He is watching the games.
It's very natural. Your delivery was natural, Lewis. That was nice.
Well, I mean, I try to do what I can do, guys.
That's you did it. Well, yeah. That's fine. You're going to come out? Come see us.
Yeah, I'll come out, man. I'd love to come out and check them out.
Yeah, come see us. Hopefully. We'll be up by lock.
Bring JT in.
Yeah.
See, what do you think is going to happen? We're all going to say that.
So,
hopefully Rice is getting blown out of the water, and then they just throw JT in there and get him.
That's not what we're hoping for.
We're hoping for.
How about if Rice is kicking Baylor's ass? That's what we're hoping for.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess we can get lucky. Think of snow here and there. Yeah.
We can get
no. James Casey is not a player. Neither is Indy Kalu.
Nope. James Casey's actually he's on the Cougars now.
We're talking about a current player. That's terrible.
Current player.
Yeah, got it, Lewis. Derrick Brown. Congratulations.
Good job, man. Stay on hold.
You can Google faster. You must.
He must
be one
Google.
Of your people.
No,
he can Google faster.
A normal person who just said, "Okay, Google, give me the Rice football roster."
Oh, there it is. And then it said Rice.
Rice doesn't
Uncle
have a football.
Uncle Ben's? What? What?
Currently, there are no
Siri,
people.
That would confuse the snot out of Siri, okay?
Siri
Rice
blows.
Football roster.
Did you update your phone?
She's so... Siri is so... I try to do that all the time. Hey, tell me the weather in Colorado. And it's like, okay, finding the transit map for... What? I mean...
Did you update your phone to the new iOS?
I don't know that.
You don't know that.
I don't think I did.
Okay.
Because I don't remember doing it.
You did it. Dell did it.
Dell.
I'm updating right now. Siri just told me the weather in Denver, Colorado is 55 degrees.
Is it?
Yes.
Let's see. I don't know. Maybe because you speak the Queen's English and Siri can understand you.
Hmm.
It's probably because I don't speak that well.
Hmm. Okay, Google.
My diction isn't that all that good.
Give me the Rice football roster.
Here's information from
ourlabs.com. Oh, what?
What?
Google wins again.
Siri, tell me player on the Rice football roster.
See, he's not going to...
Rice. Here's the roster for Rice.
What? Miles Adams? Zach Abercrombie?
Yeah.
What?
Temi Alaka?
Zach's a big defensive tackle.
Chris Barnes? Joe Ballard?
Yep.
Right. Siri gets it done. Okay.
Yeah.
John just can't get it
done. Hey, what time is... No, so the tailgate opens at 4 o'clock? Alley?
Tailgate alley opens at 4. We'll
Looks
be
like
out
tailgate
there.
Alley?
We'll be out there.
Alley,
we'll be
alley.
Out there. Come see us by the new building.
I want to get in. I think we're going to try to make it out to watch the brass band. want to watch a little concert before the game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I want to do that.
What is it? What are they called?
The Brass Band. Something Brass Band.
Something Brass
Band. Bayou City Brass Band.
Bayou City Brass Band.
I think so.
All right. We also have a Canelo Alvarez, Liam Beefy Smith jacket to give away here on the show. Right now, though, I want to talk about Pro Football Focus. Who do you think was the best rookie in week one?
Oh, that's easy.
Who?
Fuller.
Nope. Number two.
Who's number one?
I think it's going to be pretty easy. Once you hear it,
Carson Wentz.
Oh, yeah.
Carson Wentz was the best rookie. Some issues with his performance, passing grade, assigned to a rookie quarterback, recorded an adjusted completion percentage of 81.3.
What does that
mean? Will Fuller, number two, deep.
Wait, what's period. The adjust? Sorry to cut you off. What's the adjusted completion percentage?
I guess maybe it's guys didn't drop balls or gain 60.
But then it'd be 100% if nobody dropped balls.
What if he missed them completely? If a guy just drops a ball.
So Fuller's open drop would have been adjusted.
Yes.
So then what would they, does Will Fuller get adjusted reception?
No, Will Fuller doesn't get reception. No. He gets a drop. I think that might be adjusted.
I don't know.
Fuller presented a problem for the Bears defensive backs when left without safety help. That's exactly what the Texans envisioned when they drafted him in the first round. Notre Dame product had over 100 yards on the day. Could have produced 100 more. He dropped what would have been an 80-yard touchdown in the second quarter. Was badly underthrown in the red zone when he had multiple steps on Chicago cornerback Tracy Porter. Yeah, that wasn't a great throw. But Will Fuller, the number two. Then it's a bunch of guys. You know, that's what I love about the draft is, oh, well, this guy, Ezekiel Elliott, guaranteed going to lead the league in rushing, blah, blah, blah. And of course, it was week one, and there's plenty of time to come back. But after this, after Will Fuller, Carson Wentz and Will Fuller, Andy Janovich, Carl Nassib, Tajay Sharp, Ryan Kelly, who was a first-rounder, DeForest Buckner, who was a first-rounder, Laremy Tunsil, Jalen Richard, running back for the Raiders, and Rashard Robinson. See, there's guys all over.
Yeah.
Now, who'd have thought that? And Tajay Sharp had a great preseason as well. Who would have thought that guy, you know, when you look at all the wide receivers in this draft, that he's going to be one of the top? And he could well be. He's off to a great start. Great start. All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Jeff Ketchum joining us next right here on the show. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.